buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the strawberry letter.
Subject, it is over before you know it. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 29-year-old married woman. My husband and I have been married for almost 3 years. We met at work and we fell for each other rather quickly. We also began to have sex early on in our relationship. At first, the sex was okay. It was what I needed then, but as time went on, our encounter started to be a problem because he could not last long at all. He was getting all of the pleasure and I wasn't getting any. Well, we eventually got married. I married him because I loved him and I saw a future with him, but I definitely underestimated the importance of good sex in a relationship. I find myself fantasizing, watching porn, and daydreaming about other men. I realize in theory that sex isn't everything, but gosh darn it, I need some good quality stuff and I need it quick. I don't know how long I can be in this marriage. I have talked to him about it, and he doesn't see this as a problem. What's a girl to do? Please help. Well, two lines that I never thought that would be together was, we eventually got married after, you know, you talked about your encounters, your sexual encounters started to be a problem because he couldn't last that long. But, you know, you eventually married him anyway. So you said you married him because you loved him and you saw a future with him, but you definitely underestimated how important sex was into a marriage. And yeah, you're right. Sex is very important in a marriage. It is. I don't know. Have you guys gone to the doctor? Is it a medical issue? Perhaps he needs to, see a doctor about it. You've talked to him and he doesn't think it's such a big deal, but to you it is a big deal and you're his wife and he should think what's important to you should be important to him.
Can she go faster? Can she go faster? And just keep up. Yeah.
Oh, this is on her.
If you know the pace, get with it.
Anyway, I'm just sorry though. I think watching porn and things like that, I think it can make it worse because, you know, you're going to want your already inadequate husband to do to you what you see those people do on the screen. So I don't think that's necessarily a way to cure this. If I were you, I would say you guys need to go and check it out. And perhaps it is a medical condition. Steve?
Get naked, dog. Come on.
Well, lady, you're 29. You got a lot of living in front of you. Living like you've been living for 3 years, this don't sound like much of a life you got coming. I'ma just go on and paint the picture real dark for you. Ain't no sunny side to this. Damn it, it's raining. Mm. It ain't partly cloudy. It's raining. Fully cloudy day, and it ain't raining on nobody but you. It's a black cloud following you everywhere you go. You can't get nothing from him. You met at work, you fell in love rather quickly. He's a nice guy, great guy. But we also began having sex early in our relationship. That what she mean is first week. That what she mean. At first, the sex was okay. It was just all right. It never was. You never heard bells and saw skyrockets. You ain't never teared up and cried. You ain't never been in the corner sucking your thumb.
Wow.
You ain't ever been shaking and just sitting up in the teeth chattering. You ain't knocked nothing off the nightstand. You ain't broke a headboard. You ain't bit into the pillow. You ain't tore the four corners up off the sheet. You ain't bit into your knuckles and realized you was bleeding. You ain't had nothing. None of that had happened to you.
Bit into your knuckles?
And realized you was bleeding.
Oh, my God. What?
This boy up here working, you ain't had none of that because it was just okay. But at the time went on, our encounter started to be a problem because he could not last long at all. Now, first of all, let me pay you a compliment. Sometimes when a man can't last long, let's just be honest, it's just that damn good.
Oh.
It's so good that, Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
I want to work, but I'm getting worked. The more work I try to put in, the more work get put on me. So that's what it, now the only solution to this is married ladies. If you're having trouble or you're dating a man that doesn't have staying power, and you if you've at the point in a relationship where you are not using protective sex, ask him to wear a condom. That'll give him another 5 minutes.
Hello.
That'll give him another 5 minutes.
5 minutes?
Yeah, could be 10. Could be much longer.
But every minute counts. Every minute counts.
Yeah, but it at least could get you where you need it to be. Just ask him to wear a condom. That will help him. Now, you needed to know that. All right, this 29-year-old married woman got this man, been married 3 years. They met at work, fell for each other quickly, started having sex almost immediately. Sex even from the beginning was okay, but now it's developed into a problem. Homeboy can't last no time. Shoot, shoot, pop, pop. That's it.
How go, man?
What happened to him?
Shoot, shoot, pop, pop, pop.
That's it.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's over. Yeah, thank you, Jesus. Oh, God.
Do it again. Do it one more time.
Shoot, shoot, pop, pop.
Do the heavy breathing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Do it one more time. Do it one more time.
Shoot, shoot, pop, pop.
Heavy breathing.
Thank you, Jesus. Well, you can thank the Lord if you want to. I have nothing to be grateful for at this point because you're too fast. Now, my suggestion to you was...
She's too fast?
No, he is.
Oh.
Just have him ask him to wear a condom. That should give you a little bit more time. She goes on to say, I married him because I love him and I saw a future with him, but I definitely underestimated the importance of good sex in a relationship. I find myself fantasizing, watching porn, and daydreaming about other men. And we're going to get back to that. I realize in theory that sex isn't everything. Damn, but man. Gosh darn it, no. Sex is everything.
Yes, come on and talk to me.
It's nothing. You cars and houses ain't good as that.
No.
Not a car you can get in.
Mm-mm. I got nice cars. Mm-hmm. None of them good as nice.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're right. You're right.
Wow. You know, because I get in my cars, on none of my cars make me go. Not now one of them.
I'm with you when you're
not
right.
Not now one of them. And I done sat in it for hours.
Not one
and
car?
Not one car.
Make you do what? Pop, pop. Heavy breathing. Thank you, Jesus.
Heavy breathing and thank you, Jesus.
You just don't do it.
When you close the door, it don't. When you close the door and sit in the leather seats, you don't know.
How about this?
Vroom, 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 vroom.
That don't get it.
Let me hear it one more time.
Heavy breathing.
Heavy breathing.
Thank you, Jesus. Now listen to me. Now let's go back. I find myself fantasizing and watching porn and daydreaming about other men. Listen to me. You got to stop watching that porn. Because your husband is not porn star material. Mm-mm. He ain't Long Gone. Mm-mm. He ain't Thunderbolt.
Stormy Daniel.
He ain't Master Built. He ain't Matt Truck.
The barbecue.
He ain't Ding Dong Hung Like Kong.
Something else.
Yeah. He ain't, ooh, Lord, good God almighty.
What you gonna do with all that?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you crazy in porn, you got a mist
he
in front of
you. He ain't no stripper name too much. Yeah. Oh, Lord.
Heavy load.
Yeah, you ain't none of that. So now you watching porn, and you got to get back over here with half broke.
With what?
What?
Half broke.
Why you call that?
Lil' man. Oh. Mm. Shout, Speedy Gonzalez. Wow. Quick draw, my draw. Yeah. Mighty Mouse. Ooh. You over here with all these shout little references you got to deal with.
Minute Rice.
Yeah, you over here, Uncle Ben. Rice-a-roni. You over here, ramen noodles. Minute Grits.
Ding.
Yeah.
Time's up.
You over here, microwave.
Microwave, that's it.
Yeah, you over here with him.
That's
now
it.
You watching porn, Big Boy come out just swinging.
He doesn't need to do that.
He just up in here just slanging. And then you go back to him. So you've got to stop watching porn. And now you're fantasizing about other men. So what is the answer to this? I want to talk to him about it, and he doesn't see it as a problem. I have tried talking to him, and he don't see it as a problem. No, because he getting his. What's a girl to do? Please help. He going to have to get it. And that's a damn shame.
Yeah.
If you don't get it, somebody else will.
But how he do, Uncle Nee?
Heavy breathing.
Thank you, Jesus. And she's sitting there with her arms folded. As a person on the radio, I want to help you out, but I can't.
Mm-mm. What do you mean?
I mean, I want to offer a solution. I just don't have
one. Oh, yeah.
But I you did suggest condoms.
I mean, me and Tommy have sent people money and stuff like that.
You said
over the years.
You said condoms would help.
Get your condom.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we helped as much as we could. Yeah.
I mean, if that don't work, you got to get you somebody else.
If she's,
because you ain't be 29 years old, what's she going to do?
Yeah, she's not going to stay with him.
Yeah.
She can start with herself.
Or she can go down to the store.
Excuse me?
And get something with some batteries on it.
Yeah.
Okay, we got to go.
They got some stuff down there.
Oh, you know
match up everything you'd have seen in that porn movie.
Look at the time.
They got some stuff. I don't know how the hell you use that.
Power drive.
I saw a girl one time with a bat. I said, well, Lord, I can't follow that.
No, that's the head. That's the headline of that part.
Got stuff down there use gasoline.
And it had a cord on it. Like, whoa. Whoa.
What are you plugging that in?
What you plugging that in?
You got a lawnmower pulley on this thing? What is that?
All right, Steve, we got to go. Email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at My Girl Shirley.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.